Indigenous adults experience diabetes 20 years earlier than non-Indigenous adults. That's just one of the findings in a new release by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. It involved the biggest ever survey of blood and urine samples of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults. Mandy Sami has more.
There have been many surveys of Indigenous Australians before, but as Dr. Paul Jelfs from the Australian Bureau of Statistics explains, this one was different.
Generally, most surveys are based on self-reported information about diabetes or heart disease or kidney disease, but this survey was able to take blood and urine on a voluntary basis from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population and look at the key number of indicators about diabetes and heart disease and kidney and liver function.
The findings provide an extensive look at various health areas, but across the board, there's one common message. That's that Indigenous Australians are significantly worse off than their non-Indigenous counterparts. Professor Jelfs again.
We focused today on diabetes because that's where some of the really big differentials occur. So, for example, there's about 11% prevalence rate of diabetes in the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander population, but that's three times the rate in the non-Indigenous population. The prevalence rates of diabetes for an Aboriginal person might be quite high at, say, 35 years of age, but in the general population, those sorts of rates don't happen until somebody, say, 55 years of age.
Kristen Carson is the founding chair of the Indigenous Lung Health Working Party for the Thoracic Society of Australia. She's appalled by the findings from the ABS, but not surprised.
No, unfortunately, it doesn't surprise me. There seems to be the same statistics that are coming out again and again. In Australia, we're supposed to be equal and coming to the point now where we are still seeing these disparities. Unfortunately, disgust is the emotional response I have. We need to be, instead of cutting funding, we need to be investing more into taking these existing programs and making sure that they do reach the people that would most benefit in the front line of clinical care.
Ms. Carson says there's not going to be an improvement in the health outcomes for Indigenous Australians until evaluations into current efforts happen. She says there are a number of factors contributing to the situation.
One of them is difficulty with accessing hospitals and healthcare centres, especially in remote areas where there is limited access to these types of resources and transportation to these resources are difficult. But to be honest, I think we still need to do a lot of work to really find out where the real problems are and how do we fix them.
The ABS findings show that more than half of all Indigenous Australians with diabetes also have signs of kidney disease. That compares with a third of non-Indigenous adults. Dr. Jacqueline Hughes is a kidney specialist and postdoctoral researcher at the Menzies School of Health. She says those findings correlate with what she sees in her practice.
I'm a Torres Strait Islander by background and I've lived for most of my life here in Darwin in the Northern Territory. And from a young age, even when I was at high school, I knew that chronic kidney disease was a problem amongst people who lived in this region. When I walk through our wards, I see young people, wonderfully young people, who have recently had to start a dialysis journey. So the statistic doesn't surprise me. It's consistent with what we know on the ground.
Dr. Hughes says while the statistics are bad, it's important to note that there's lots of good work being done to improve the situation.
Whilst there is a big burden of disease, you know, we're trying really innovative and appropriate and exciting things about making improvements for people. And it's so self-defeative to always just tell a bad story because there are really important Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who are engaging positively in this space.
Dr. Paul Jelfs says he hopes the ABS statistics will be used to inform the work of policymakers.
Clearly the evidence is in now. And it's really important that we take this sort of information quite seriously to act upon it because the objective information is very strong and just shows the big differentials between the Indigenous and non-Indigenous populations and also that geographical difference between remote and non-remote areas.
Dr. Paul Jelfs from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, ending Mandy Sami's report.